Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was calling about suing the home wrecker.
Yeah, alienation of affection. What do you think? Is it okay or is it not okay?
Well, would it matter if it depended on who it was doing the home wrecking? Like, what if your father slept with your wife?
Jeez Louise. Yeah.
What does that mean?
My husband had an affair with my son's wife.
Wait, hold on one second. Your husband had an affair with your cousin?
My ex-husband.
Had an affair with your son's wife?
Correct. My daughter-in-law.
Oh, my God.
How in the world did you find out?
His new wife called me. Well, and I say new wife. They've been married like 20 years.
So he wasn't with you when he cheated. He had a new wife.
No, he has a new family, which is, was fine. And we all got along until this. And this, we have grandkids and all that kind of stuff and everything. All the families came together for all the holidays and all that kind of stuff, kids' birthdays.
What's the age discrepancy?
Let me think. 56, 30 years.
Forget about the age for a second. Let's work through this. Let's suppose he has an affair with his son's wife and they have a child.
Okay.
That child is going to be both the half brother and the
his grandson
and the
stepson.
Really right? It's his son's wife's kid. So it's his like stepson but also his half brother.
Mm-hmm.
And his
Exactly. And his grandson.
And the Oh my God.
So how did she find out?
Just watching things, and then we checked phone records, and we kind of all got together and did some investigating, and it was bad. It was really bad.
Man, you got to be a real. I mean, look, we can argue about cheating until the cows come home, but if you effing bang your son's wife, you are beyond morally bankrupt, right?
Yep. Worst thing ever.
I'm sorry.
So, I mean, it could be your friend, it could be even your cousin, but your father.
So you said that they're since broken up, your ex-husband and his other wife.
No, they're still together.
She's staying with him.
Oh, she stayed with him.
Even though he banged his son's wife.
Yeah. They've been married for many years. They have two kids. They have a lot of money. I think it was, she just, decided to pick it out.
What about your son and his wife?
This happened like 4 years ago. They're probably not going to be together much. He tried to work it out, but.
Oh my.
Too many things.
He tried to work it out even though she banged his dad?
Well, they have four children.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're just not meant to get married. We are not meant to be with one person. Holy mother of pearl. Well, I'm sorry that happened to your family, and thank you for sharing that with us. That is by far the most compelling.
John, go ahead. One more. You said they have four children. Was there any concern or discussion that one of those four children could be your ex-husband's?
Timing-wise, yes, but he had a vasectomy.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes those swimmers can get through. I hope you're in a better place. I hope you're in a better place right now, and I hope your son's at peace.
Yeah, it was. It's a lot to watch your child. You have children, so you have a son. You can imagine how heartbreaking it is to watch your child.
I'll tell you what. I can't say too many things with absolute certainty in this world. Like I think I'm gonna have grilled chicken for dinner tonight, but I might go fish. I can say with 100% certainty that I'm never going to bang my son's wife. 100%.
Yeah. Well,
while they're married.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank
what
you.
A guy. Drew Garabo,
hell yeah, man.
Member
you really,
of the community, will never
changed.
Bang his son's wife.
Dude, but so then, can you imagine having sex with your wife after you know that your dad had sex with her? Can you imagine like
no.
going down and doing the deed knowing that you are where your father
Dude,
has
you're
been?
Eskimo brothers with your dad.
Dude, this happens more than you guys want to believe.
Get out of
oh,
here.
Oh, dads are plowing sons' wives all over this globe.
Oh, my. Dude, that's wild.
I've never heard anything like that.
I don't even know if that's a porno genre yet.
Listen to this. Here's a song.
It is.
That sums up the whole thing.
I love this song.
Now many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him the brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa.
Happened to Willie Nelson. 727-579-1025. Drew Garabo Live. Okay or not okay to sue for alienation of affection?
Not okay.
Not okay. Tell me why.
It's not okay.
It's the person's fault who's in the relationship. If the wife does it, it's her fault. She's the one making a mistake.
Well, it takes two to tango, and you can. Absolutely. So let's work through it this way legally, right? There are some states where adultery is I think most states, adultery is still illegal. So if you divorce because of adultery, I think you're entitled to, like, I don't know, more than half their stuff, maybe. So if legally you can recoup a certain amount from a cheating spouse, would it not then stand to reason that you may also recoup some money from the cheating spouse's partner that they cheated with? Just playing devil's advocate here. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hey, that's exactly where I was going with it, Drew. But before that, I got to know if it's okay or if it's not okay for that lady or for that guy to sue.
Which guy?
Well, the lady that just called in with the whole family tree that didn't split very much on the way down, was it okay or not okay for her to sue?
Like,
it's okay.
Like for the wife to sue the kid?
No. It would be for the husband to sue his dad.
Oh.
Yeah, would be, yeah.
Oh, for sure. And I wouldn't go to any, I wouldn't get any more Father's Day cards, and I wouldn't go to any family reunions. I always would have weirded out when my dad would say one of my girlfriends was hot, but I never thought that, you know, that was going through his mind.
I mean, your dad is then dead to you at that point, right?
Like physically and spiritually, yes.
There's never a relationship.
Wouldn't it make sense that father and sons are attracted to, you know, the
similar
same,
women?
Maybe the same woman at times.
Attracted to, yeah.
And then what happens? When there's a father and son and they're eating, the dad always gets the big piece of chicken.
That's right.
So
that's true.
That is very true. My dad would take take three pork chops before I could get my second.
Didn't he used to get the bone on top of the gravy too?
That was Peter, my cousin.
Oh yeah, Peter. Same difference.
Not your pork. It's Peter's pork. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
I think that it's okay if the person knows the person. If they're friends and they know that this person is married.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's different if it's like the person's cheating, creeping, saying, no, I'm not married. And that person thinks they're having a relationship with a non-married person. But if it's somebody that's your friend, that is friends with you as a couple, then yes, it is okay.
So you think if you and your old lady hang out with some broad, I hate using broad, I use it very facetiously, but I think about people listening to the show for the first time, it might turn them off. So you and your old lady are friend with some dame, and then she knows that you're married and everything, but she one day just comes over when your wife's out of town and puts it on you and bangs the hell out of you. You're telling me that you should be able, or your wife should be able, to sue her for cheating with you?
Yes, because she knew that we're married.
All right. It's interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, but you knew even more that you were married.
Right. That's the thing is you know you're married because you're married. You got a ring on your finger.
It's like, oh, she knew I was married, but I didn't know I was married.
I temporarily forgot because I was intoxicated by new vagina. Drew Grubb Alive. Hello.
Hey, Drew.
What?
Well, if a couple is married and somebody cheats with that guy's wife, that guy has a contract with his wife in marriage. That other guy doesn't have a contract, so probably not okay.
Not a contract, but they knowingly commit adultery, knowing that that person is married.
I'd be in debtor's jail right now.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Didn't this story like this happen with a professional athlete, Seth? It was a football player, and they found out that his girl had been, and he was going after some money, no?
It's probably happened with every professional athlete.
I was going to say, when it comes to professional athletes and sex stories, there are some weird ones.
I just felt like I remember somebody trying to go after a...
My favorite is, I think it was Los Angeles Dodgers teammates who completely switched wives.
What do you mean?
Like, they were having an affair with each other's wives, so then they just switched wives. Like they went
a permanent trade?
Yeah.
Come on.
Google it. Swear to God, John. Google Los Angeles Dodgers. It might have been the Mets. Google professional baseball players switching wives.
That sounds like an LA thing.
Dude, I'm crapping you negative. I read this story and my jaw was on the floor.
What, like 30 years ago or recently?
I would say in the 70s.
Oh, that was a wild time back then.
Ron Say, the Penguin, you know?
How the great Yankee wife swap scandalized and changed baseball forever. Oh, changed America, sorry.
Yankees.
Wow.
As America's unofficial national pastime, baseball is traditionally steered clear of sex. Let me get to the details here.
Thank you.
You think we can do this bit on the air? You think we can find a couple out there that's just ready to just, you get my wife, I'll get yours, and everybody's happy?
For sure.
Yes, Mike Kikich announced his wife swap with another Yankee pitcher, Fritz Peterson, and America has yet to recover.
Complete wife swap.
Are these real guys?
Yeah. They were having an affair?
We're switching it all. Houses, wives, dogs.
This sounds made up.
727-579-1025. They completely switched families. It's like, oh, that was your life? Well, that's my life now. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Is this Daily Mail?
Hey, Drew.
No, legit news sources, I'm telling you. Hi, is it okay or not okay to sue for alienation of affection, sir?
I'm not sure about that. But
It's okay.
I wanted to make a comment about the lady that called whose husband slept with her son.
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones because, you know, the new season's going to come out soon. And maybe she married a Lannister.
Could be, Preston. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Are you thinking about LeBron and Delonte West?
No. It all stemmed from Insta. I remember there was a lot of Instagram details. This was within the past year.
Oh.
And somebody was going after the ex. But so one half of the wife swap between the professional baseball players, they're still married to this day. The other half broke up instantaneously.
Oh.
we got to interview that couple.
Oh, I'd love to.
Fritz Peterson remains married to the former Mrs. Kikich. Mike Kikich and the former Miss Peterson quickly broke up.
That'll happen. Well, 50% success. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Oh, there's a movie coming out about it.
No way. When? Yeah, what? Where?
Called The Trade.
Is Fred Durst in it?
No, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Oh, great.
Gross.
Why can't we get Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill?
I don't think they're very believable as baseball players.
Real studs.
Drew Grubb Alive, is it okay or not okay? From the 352, go ahead. Thanks. Drew Grubb Alive, who are you?
Drew?
Yes.
Hey, I had an experience with my boss being part of the wife swap show that was years ago.
Okay.
He was a funeral director. And the other lady actually had to swap and come help with autopsies. It was really weird.
Okay. Remember we covered Mutt Lange and Shania Twain? Didn't they do it too? That's what dear Bubby Julie just told me on Twitter. I think we covered that. Like Shania and Mutt Lange were married. And then they had friends, and Mutt had an affair with Shania's friend. They got married, and I think Shania got married to the lady that Mutt was having an affair with, her ex-husband.
That's the best way to do it.
It really is, because you were hurt, I was hurt. We have that in common.
Now we're all hurt together. We all know each other. We can go back to being great friends.
Right. That's the thing, is eventually you could probably end up as friends.
But if you're going to... That's the perfect cheating scenario, it sounds like. But if you're about to cheat, make sure your partner is attracted to that other person's partner.
Right. Like if you're going to be such a miserable scumbag and cheat, at least cheat with someone who has an attractive enough partner that would be a suitable mate for your wife or husband once you split up.
Yeah, like if I want to hook up this chick named Ariana, who's a friend of ours, and then I want to go, hey, Phoebe, hey, this guy Dan, you think Dan's hot? Because, you know, I'm just wondering.
Just pick Dan and Ariana randomly?
Why? Are they people?
Oh, I don't know. Are they?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. I thought those were real people because, I mean, you obviously meant Seth and Monica.
Oh, no, I didn't. No. Ariana was gave me a massage on Saturday, so she was fresh on my mind.
Oh, naked or briefs?
No, I wore my boxer briefs in there, and then she rubbed my, I had a lot of leg tension, and then she rubbed my legs over the sheet. But I already came in there, I said I'm harmless because I'm wearing my boxer briefs. But then she kept the sheet over me when she rubbed the leg, so.
I found the story That's I was hot. Talking about, by the way.
Go ahead.
It was Fletcher Cox for the Eagles. Past November, a man sued Fletcher Cox for stealing his wife.
Okay, I do remember that one.
And then my buddy Norman just pointed out Derek Fisher and Matt Barnes. They had this similar thing going on.
Right, but no, they didn't just get with the other person's
spouse.
Did they?
No. 727-579-1025. I would imagine that kind of thing is very uncommon.
It is. That's why Affleck and Damon are making a movie about
Can't
it.
Can't wait to see that.
It said it's been in development for forever, was the quote in the article.
It's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Drew Gubb Alive, go ahead.
Hi, is this Drew?
Hi, who are you?
Hey, this is Davina. So I had a thought. First of all, I would say not okay, but what happens if they get money and then the husband and wife get back together? Do they get the money back?
Ooh, no, I would assume all judgments are final, but that's a really good point. You could even orchestrate the whole thing and like set it up and go, and then use the justice system to make a lot of money. People do it all the time.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And you know how people are connivers.
I certainly do. People are some damn connivers is what they are, Davina. Thank you very much for the call. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. Have a great day. You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Hi, Drew Grubb Alive. Who might you be?
Hey, Drew. If Xandra brings a dime piece home and, she...
I don't think we need to go any further. Yeah. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
What's up, Drew? This is Maxwell.
Hey, Maxwell. What's up, bud?
All right. I think it is okay. However... And this is a big however. What happens when you start getting into, the finer details, like maybe a strip club? You go to a strip club, can you sue the club if something happens there because she's an employee of the club or he's an employee of the club?
So, in other words, if a dude goes to a strip club, bangs a stripper, and has an affair, is the estranged wife allowed to sue the strip club for hiring such a hussy?
Yeah, so... Wow. Just something to consider, because I think you start opening up the case to a slippery slope then. All of a sudden, now these strip clubs are...
Yeah, it's a slippery slope indeed. Speaking of strip clubs, doesn't Warren have somebody coming in this weekend at Dollhouse?
Oh, yeah, they're doing this Sextronica show out at the Dollhouse. I can't remember the woman's name off the top of my head, but she's been on the Billboard charts before, and she does this very sexy musical performance.
Claudia Monet?
Yes, that's exactly who it is.
Seems like a good opportunity for couples.
Is she related to Janelle Monáe, who just played the Grammys?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. It's a talented family.
As far as you know.
It sounds very cool.
Sextronica. I'm very interested in this. It says it's February 16th is the next Sextronica show at the Dollhouse in Tampa. It's my dad's birthday. I'll take him while they're in town.
Yeah, maybe you guys can both hook up with her.
Take him on by. Drew Grubb Alive, who are you?
Hey, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, what's up?
I'm on a fence, so I think it really just depends.
Okay.
However, I just wanted to let you know that Fantasia Barrino actually got sued by, I think she was messing around with the married man as well. So you guys can Google that.
Goodness gracious. So all these morally bankrupt people out there. Who are our kids supposed to idolize anymore, Brittany? Thank you. I appreciate the call.
I have no idea.
Me either.
All right, bye.
Me either. Me and you.
Fantasia was my last hero.
What?
Fantasia, that's what he's talking about. She was
Fantasia?
For Barrino, didn't she win or get close to winning American Idol?
American Idol, yeah. She also performed on the...
Grammys, right?
Yeah, the tribute to Aretha Franklin, she performed.
Fantasia, wow. Drew Grabba Live, hello.
You know, Bo Bice.
I'm a Ruben Stutter.
I love Bo Bice. I can miss that, Bice.
It's Bo not over.
That's Daughtry.
Damn it.
Who are you? I hate that I know that, by the way. Hi, who are you?
Hi, my name's Andy.
Hey, Andy.
So what if the wife decides that she's going to stay with the other guy and he's a very super successful person and now you have a way to get back at him? I say it's okay.
Okay. It's okay.
Not sure the logic there, but I appreciate your participation. Drew Grabba Live, who might you be?
Veronica?
Hi, Veronica. What's up?
It's not okay.
Tell me why.
It's not okay.
It's not. Just suck it up. If you're not happy, if you're not getting what you want, just leave. You don't have to sue them.
Right. And if someone cheats, your victory is not having that person in your life anymore and moving on to someone who can make you happy and fulfill you and not cheat on you, right?
That's correct. I also want Heather Locklear and Denise Richards. Didn't they swap?
Heather Locklear and Denise Richards?
Yeah. Didn't they swap?
I don't know. She was with Charlie Sheen, I thought. Denise Richards was with Charlie Sheen and Heather Locklear was with Richie Sambora.
Yeah. Yeah, but then Heather Locklear and Richie Sambora got divorced.
Right.
Or he cheated on Heather Locklear with Denise Richards, and then maybe someone else. Or was it Valerie Bertinelli? I don't know.
Valerie
Bertinelli's with Eddie Van Halen.
Welcome to our Hot in Hollywood segment.
There's something to that.
Okay.
Richie Sambora and Heather Locklear went through a very public divorce battle in 2006 after the rocker allegedly got too close with Locklear's best friend, Denise Richards. So it doesn't sound like there was a straight-up swap, just a love triangle.
Dude, you got to have balls of steel if you're married to a famous lady and you bang another famous lady.
Why? Famous people cheat more than regular people from what they are not careful about anything.
That's true. They have way more options.
Yeah, like, she's famous too. She won't tell anybody.
And the Inquirer will never find out. Drew Grabba Live, who are you?
Hey, this is Brett. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Same old. Now, both ways. Let's look at this. Obviously, say husband, wife goes and cheats on the husband with another guy. Okay, husband wants to sue her. But say the wife, same scenario, the wife cheats on the husband. Can that wife sue the husband for having her cheat on him? Like, hey, the relationship is so crappy that I decided to sue you because I had to go sleep with another man. How would that work?
That's a great question. I don't know. So let's just say no. Nobody gets to sue anybody for cheating. Drew Grabba Live, hello.
Hey, Drew, I had a quick question for you.
Yep.
I actually just tried to call the studio, and they just chimed me right into this, it's okay, not okay. But I heard a commercial earlier today where you were advertising, I think it was Sherry's Berries or something. It was like a dozen red roses, and the code was LOD, and you get like, it was like $25 plus shipping and handling. What was that?
Berries.com,
Berries.com. Berries.com or Sherry's Berries?
Berries.com, Berries.com, and enter the code LOD, my dude.
Thanks, Drew.
You're welcome, buddy. Drew Grabba Live, hello.
Hi, Drew. I have two stories for you that would match what's going on today.
Give us the best one.
pick the better one, Chris.
Well, I was in both situations of my wife was stolen by somebody that we knew, and... that led to a situation where there was several couples that swapped partners. And the first situation, first situation was basically our kids are playing soccer, and I looked over and I saw this other couple sitting out there with some with the baby, and I offered to let them come sit underneath our shade. A couple months later, she's babysitting for us, helping us out around the house. Doing odds and ends here and there. A year and a half later, she's part of a group of friends, and we're all having orgies and swapping. And next thing I know, the babysitter is like texting my wife all the time behind my back. They're meeting up for drinks during the workday. They're meeting up. My wife was calling in sick to work and meeting. They were meeting up, and next thing you know, babysitter left her husband. And convinced my wife to leave me. She left me. They got together. The babysitter's husband got together with another couple from the group. He finally felt like a cuckold. The other husband finally felt like a cuckold and kicked him out. And he went to another couple from the group where They had split up.
My brain's going to explode.
Hey, Chris, you're a wild man.
Just, I have no idea. Yeah, you get little, it, Chris.
You little freak. Who just works in orgies? Like, oh, yeah, orgies with the babysitter. Man. That's everybody's dream. Really so is. Nonchalant about it.
John, what do you got coming up fired up in your joints over there, bud?
Man, I will tell you how breastfeeding led to one of the biggest fast food chains in America having to pay $1.5 million.
Thank you. On John's Joints next on Drew Garabo Live, your opportunity to win fantastic cats and prizes. Today being Wednesday the 13th, you've got Bike Night at Quaker Steak and Lube. Starts at 6 o'clock. Born to Ride Bike Night at Quaker Steak and Lube at that with the Fran Hosch Law Group. Food, drinks, bikes, live entertainment. Tomorrow night, it's going to be Downtown Bike Night in downtown Newport Richey, hosted by Anthony of Full Throttle Magazine. Trade stands, exhibits, stunts, live music, family fun, great local rides, and a bike show goes on 6 to 10. Then also Thursday, Throttle Thursday at Harley-Davidson of Newport Richey, 6 to 9, the number one bike night in Newport Richey. Live music, vendors, and giveaways. Sunday, let's see, it's the 7th annual Chili Cook-Off at 11551 Osceola Drive, Newport Richey, Florida. Free entry with 1 gallon minimum, $100 prize. Prizes for people's choice, hot, medium, and mild. Bring your best to test the rest. Tasting starts at 12:30, $5 for a bottomless bowl of chili. That's sweet. And then Sunday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.